And welcome back to today's Topical Currents. Bonnie Berman with you, Joseph Cooper on vacation. Well, the basketball playoffs are in full swing. Heat just swept the Charlotte Bobcats, of course, in the NBA divisional playoffs. And now they have a great opportunity to rest, not rust, before the next round. But megastars like Dwayne Wade have to eat right to stay in shape. So joining us now is chef author...
Linda
Coffer, Coffer, syndicated columnist and cordon bleu chef, Linda Gassenheimer. Welcome, Linda. So what are we dishing up today?
A lot.
Yummy, yeah, yummy. Yeah.
Well, Bonnie, it's been a great week for the Miami Heat.
Yes.
Go Heat, go yes. Heat. So as you said, do you ever wonder what the players eat to keep them in winning shape? Our guest has some answers and some tips for us, too. He's Chef Richard Ingram. He's the private chef to Heat star Dwayne Wade. Welcome, Richard.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me.
Well, please, you filled the studio
Thank
with
you.
The most wonderful food. And I think it's mostly healthy.
Yes.
Yes, it is.
Okay. Well, we'd love to hear from you, our listeners. Do you have any questions about what the stars eat? Give us a call. That's 800-743-9576. 800-743-9576. WLRN.
Radio is WLRN.org, rather email, and you can also tweet us at Topical Currents.
And also with us, our favorite wine guy, Fred Tesker. He's joining us by Skype, excuse me, and he gives us all this wonderful food. I've been eating too much.
Linda, that water's right.
He gives us the wine suggestions for my Dinner in Minutes column, and you can also read Fred's wine column in today's Miami Herald. Fred, what are we drinking today?
Well, I'm glad to hear somebody else is coughing for a change, so that makes me feel a little better. I'm going to talk about Dwayne Wade and his girlfriend and her wine.
I think it's a fiancé now, right, Chef?
It's a fiancé now,
oh,
yes.
Oh, pardon me.
Gabriel,
we've elevated
Congrats.
Here a little bit,
okay.
You know?
Well, Chef Richard Ingram, seems like you have a dream job for anyone who is a sports fan. So what's it like cooking for Dwayne Wade?
It's wonderful. It's a wonderful opportunity. To be responsible for feeding one of the top athletes of the world.
Everyone, he's got this huge smile on his face while he's talking.
Yeah, because it's a dream job, you know, and you get up in the morning and you're on your way to work, and when you get there, you're like, oh my goodness, look what I'm doing, and you can only imagine what other people are doing, and you're doing what you love, and it just so happens that you're getting paid to do it, so... What better thing than that on the earth, right?
Nothing.
sounds good.
Nothing.
Sounds great. Well, I understand that Dwayne Wade changed his diet from burgers to salads and healthier foods.
Yes.
So what happened? Why did he make the change?
Well, as you get older, and this is something that Dwayne and I discussed in previous years.
It's not like he's ancient at the moment.
Well, no, it's not. But, you know.
But he's a basketball
player.
He's
a basketball player. And in sports years, he's older.
Exactly.
You know? So earlier on in our career together, I explained to him that, you know, his genetics and his youth was what was really carrying him right now. And he needs to basically change the way that he's eating so that his career could, you know, last as long as we possibly want it to. And unfortunately, he has incurred some bumps and bruises along the way. And with that, he has looked into other areas along with, you know, some of my guidance on what can possibly keep him in the game a little bit longer.
Let me ask, Richard, with his injuries,
yes.
His knee, for example,
yes.
Do you cook differently? Does he eat differently because of that?
Yes. So what I did when we, you know, sustained, and I say we because I'm a part of it. So when we got the knee injury, what I did was I went online and I tried to find out what I can do personally to help him along with the trainers and the Heat staff. And I found that one of the major things that I can do was to take some of the acids out of his diet because acids cause inflammation in the joints. So with that being said, his game time meal, which would normally be like a red sauce with pasta and turkey and things like that, I've eliminated the red sauce in that. And now we do, you know, brown rice and lean proteins. And now even bringing in some vegetables, which is something that's new to us now.
He never had vegetables?
No, he was not a fan of vegetables
really?
At all.
Playing
no.
at that level?
Exactly.
But these vegetables he was a fan of, I bet.
Yes.
Well, let me ask you, said his game, what does he eat before a game?
Well, normally, like I said, we would normally do like pastas and things like that. But now we do brown rice. some vegetables, green vegetables, and lean protein and water, or maybe some type of a, you know, carbonated water type of a drink or something like that. And then we do fruit as well.
Well, and he's I read that he says he loses about 5 pounds a game.
Now, that is correct. talked about that the other night, as a matter of fact, that he lost about 5 to 6 pounds right after the game.
Is that mostly fluid?
It's mostly fluid, but it is some weight as well that he loses because mm-hmm. of all of the movement that he does.
Right. So mm-hmm. then he's mentioned that his after game meal is almost as important as his pregame meal.
Oh, it definitely is.
So what kind of things does he eat?
It's very, very high in protein. So I'll do like a lean beef tenderloin, maybe some roasted baby red potatoes, and again, maybe some roasted broccoli, things like that. But so the steak that I would use would be a little bit larger to give him a little bit more protein than I normally would.
Now, do you bring
what kind
this
of
to
a schedule is he on? How far ahead of a game does he want to eat?
Well, normally, if say, for instance, if it's a 7:30 game, we would normally eat about 1 o'clock, and then I would give him something to take to the arena if he wants to have a little something before the game.
That's what I was going to ask you. So he eats at home?
Oh, yes.
And then he has a snack at the arena, but then afterwards he comes home and has a meal as well?
Afterwards he comes home, and I'm right there, 12 o'clock. 1 o'clock, whenever he gets there, to prepare his food fresh for him.
And now, do you travel with him?
The only time that I travel is during this time of the season.
Playoffs.
The playoffs, if he asks me to come along or something like that, when they have a long stay somewhere.
Okay, right. And, well, talk about food. You brought us one of his favorite meals, so tell us what you've brought, because we've been gorging ourselves, and everybody in the station, I've seen people here I've never seen
Linda
before.
Linda said to me, who are some of these people?
Well, you know,
I've never
that's what food
them.
Does. Food brings us together,
that's
am
right,
I right?
It sure
especially
does.
Good food, you know? But what I brought today was some brown rice that I, you know, sauteed with some garlic, and I used chicken broth in that rice as well to give it a little bit more flavor. And I used I brought along a grilled turkey tenderloin.
Let's talk about this for a minute.
Okay.
Because, you talk turkey, and it's so dry and all. This was so flavorful and moist.
Yes.
So tell us how you made it.
What I did is I actually use a mechanism that's called a jacquard. And what that does is it's a series of blades that goes down into the meat and cuts the tendons of the meat.
So they're like spikes.
It's like spikes. It's like a tenderizer.
Uh-huh.
So I used that, and then I seasoned it with a little chili powder, a little garlic, cumin, and some other things that I use. And then I grilled it on a grill on top of the stove, put it inside of a foil-filled pan, added a little chicken broth. As you can see, I'm a fan of broths.
Yes.
So I use a little chicken broth and put it inside of a oven covered at 450 degrees and cooked it for about another 15 to 20 minutes. And what happens is you have that condensation that goes up into the foil and then comes right back down into the turkey, and it continues
keeps
to keep
moist.
It moist. Yes.
How did you learn how to cook?
From my grandmother and my mother early on, but then I also went to the Art Institute of Atlanta as well.
Uh-huh. And how did you get this wonderful job?
Let me tell you something. When I talk to people all the time, I say that relationships are very, very important in life. A lot of people don't know, but I started out as a professional hair designer. I did hair right here in Miami.
Oh, I known.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I could do it now, you know.
Okay.
Don't start. But yeah, so one of my clients, Lisa Joseph, happens to be Dwayne's manager. And she gave me a call once I moved back from Atlanta. And she said, Richard, I heard you were a chef now. And I said, yeah. She said, do you want to cook for an NBA player? And I said, yeah, I guess so. And she said, well, you know, I said, who is it? She said, Dwayne Wade. And at that time, it was over 10 years ago. He had just come from Marquette. So I didn't know who he was. She said, Dwayne Wade. I said, who is he? She said, well, I tell you what, Smarty, Google him and then call me back.
Right.
So I Googled him up and I said, immediately, yes, I definitely want to do it. So, and he and I have been together ever since, almost 10 years now.
Do you do his hair?
No, I don't.
Okay.
I leave that for the barber.
Okay, let's go to line one.
Okay.
We have some calls here.
Yes.
Rose, hello, you're on the air.
Hi, how are you?
Great. Did you have a question?
Yes.
I was listening to your answer because I wanted to know what he ate before the game and how far before he started playing. because I'm a runner, and, you know, I'm thinking he eats 1 o'clock, and the game is 7. Isn't he hungry? Because I'm always hungry. So that time span, what do you give him as a snack before the game?
Yeah, well, good question.
Well, what I do, Rose, is I actually give him a little bit of what he has already had, which is high in carbohydrates, normally that rice with a little bit of the protein that I've used as well. But I give that to him just in case he's hungry, so that he doesn't go and, you know, sway over and eat some sweets or something like that to, you know, put in his system.
Keep him from cheating.
Right,
exactly.
Right.
Yes.
Which one would be so prone to do.
Right. Thanks for your call, Rose.
Thanks, Rose.
Thank you.
Good day.
I have a question, Richard.
Yes.
Okay, so he needs the protein after the game, so mm-hmm. you give him a bigger filet mignon.
Yes.
Or a bigger tenderloin or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Is there any way, and I don't know about the answer to this, if there are any basketball stars that are vegan or vegetarian, mm-hmm. is there any way to meet that need without animal protein?
It definitely is. You can do things like, and I always use this example because I learned it when I was in culinary school. You have certain carbohydrates and things that you can use and combine them together, and they make a protein.
Mm-hmm.
Say like your brown rice and black beans. You combine those together, and it comes out into a protein.
So it's knowing how to combine them.
Right. But
combine
them.
Let's talk
but
about
would it work for an NBA basketball player?
It very well could.
Okay.
It very well could.
Well, I just want to get to this cake that's sitting right here because we're talking about all this healthy food. However, Chef Richard Ingram must know that I love desserts, and he's brought us. Tell us what it is, Chef.
Actually, what I brought you today was a banana pudding cheesecake. And then on top of it, I made a banana and rum raisin glaze to go over the top. So it actually has the bananas and the raisins and the rum and the caramel and all
I
of that
said,
good stuff.
And I said, how does this fit with your healthy cooking? And what did you say to me?
You know, it has bananas in it.
Hey.
And you said
potassium.
Yeah, exactly.
And you said it's okay to cheat.
That's right. You can have a cheat day.
Yeah,
you can have a cheat day. Can you use sugar rather than Splenda or something like that?
No, I use sugar.
Of course.
Real sugar. Sure.
Let me tell you.
We're going to use some sugar in there.
Fred, it would never work with this. This was enormous. And he actually bought a
cake carrier.
That's right.
Because he thought I'd have to take it home because it'd be leftover. There is nothing left here. Let me tell you.
No, not even a crumb.
You can eat that all by yourself.
As a matter of fact, I can look out the window and still see people eating it.
Yeah,
so
they're still
that's
coming
a great
by.
Thing.
Okay, well, I'm Linda Gassenheimer, and we're talking with Dwayne Wade's private chef, Richard Ingram. We'll take a short break here, and we'll be back with more. And we're back. I'm Linda Gassenheimer, and we're talking with Dwayne Wade's private chef, Richard Ingram. He's been telling us what the Heat Star eats to keep him in winning shape, and he's giving us some tips on what we can do as well. And it's dinner in minutes time, and I ran this by Chef, and it's okay. This is healthy, this dinner in minutes, but it's also full of flavor, right, Chef?
And that's very important.
Exactly. Well, it's springtime. And this is a poached salmon with lemon dill sauce and hot arugula pasta. And take advantage of the season now because wild salmon's in season. So I use salmon steaks instead of salmon fillets. They're thicker and juicy, and you gently poach the salmon. And that's a real fail-safe way to cook salmon to keep it moist and flavorful. And the secret, my secret, slightly undercook the salmon because it'll continue to cook in its own heat when it comes off the fire out of the poaching liquid. So I poach the salmon. I bring a little water and some bottled clam juice to a simmer. Add the salmon. Gently poach for 5 minutes. Don't boil it. Remove it. And I top it with a mixture of sour cream, lemon juice, and capers. That's my lemon sauce. Very simple and easy and quick. The arugula pasta. Boil up some pasta. Drain it. Then I put some arugula and some olive oil and garlic in a saucepan. And I saute it for a minute. I return the pasta there, toss it all together. It's a very simple dinner in minutes. And you can find that complete recipe and a photo at dinnerinminutes.com. And also you can see a great photo of Chef Ingram with Dwayne Wade on the site. And please follow me on Twitter. That's at L. Gassenheimer. Fred Tasker, what are we drinking?
Well, Chef Ingram, I understand that Dwayne's fiance Gabrielle Union is coming out with their own line of wine. That's impressive. What kind of wine is it?
It's actually a Chardonnay out of California, and the name of it is Vanilla Pudding.
Love the name.
Yes.
With no G on the end. Pudding.
Pudding. Right. Pudding. Pudding. Old
Can
school.
You describe it? Give us some purple prose about it.
It's a very, very, to be honest with you, it's surprisingly light, but it has some great like caramelized pear tones to it, and a very, very, just like the name says, vanilla pudding. You can really taste the vanilla inside of that wine, and it goes great with savory as well as dessert dishes as well.
You know, it sounds like it might go well with Linda's poached salmon.
You know what? It definitely would. It definitely would.
All right, I've got it here.
What dishes? I'm sorry. Go ahead, Linda.
No, I've got it here.
Oh, okay. Yeah, give us a rating on it here.
And it definitely has a very, very strong vanilla flavor. I think it's really. I'd like to taste it with that pudding that we're doing.
Yes.
That cake,
it'd
the
be
cheesecake.
A great dessert wine.
Yes.
And Fred, it doesn't mm-hmm. have any aroma of those you mentioned in the paper today.
Oh, okay. Probably a good thing, huh?
Wait just a moment. She's upset because you said that some Chardonnays have...
Some Sauvignon Blancs he was talking about.
What do they call it?
Well, what he called it?
Yeah.
I'll let Fred tell you.
I'm just sitting here listening to you guys and laughing. I said that some Sauvignon Blancs that are kind of green grapes made of grapes that aren't too ripe have a slight taste of cat pee. Although I always hasten to add in the good sense.
In the good sense. That's the best part, Fred.
Right.
Wow,
so let's
but
go
anyway,
back
to
vanilla pudding.
Wine.
Yes.
What dishes do you make for Duane that you like to serve this wine with?
Well, actually, for Duane, we haven't actually paired it with anything that he would necessarily have, because Duane really doesn't eat a whole lot of seafood. But one of the dishes that I have paired it with is actually roasted mussels with lobster, shrimp, and scallops, and I use the vanilla pudding wine as a sauce to accompany those mussels. And that's on the savory side. And on the sweet side, I've actually gone in and poached an Asian pear with a little lemon and lime and, excuse me, orange zest, a few cinnamon sticks, and poached it in there. And then to finish that dish off, I've made a sabayon using that sauce as well.
Wow.
Using that wine as well.
I want to ask you, Chef, how does Gabrielle Union come to making wine?
Well, actually, the story goes that Duane was sitting down with her talking about a wine deal. And the gentleman that was talking to Duane looked over at her and said, "Listen, do you want to, you know, start your own wine line?" And she said, "Why not?" And here we are right now, me bringing two bottles in, and we're drinking it and having a good time together.
We sure are.
Yes.
Sure
yes.
Are. Fred?
You know, I'm sitting here looking at her website about this wine. It's a beautiful bottle. It looks like white lace on it. It's
yes.
very pretty. What's the address of the website? How can people find it?
Oh, the address of the website is Vanilla Pudding, PUDDIN, wine.com.
We'll have a link to that on our website.
Oh, that would be great.
Yeah.
And that's where you can go and purchase the wine. And it's quite, for the flavor of the wine and the quality of the wine, is quite economical. It's only $16.99.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yes.
That sounds great.
And it's available.
You know, I also saw on the website a description of her wine with high praise from Master Sommelier Virginia Phillip, who is a very prominent Miami wine person or Miami area wine person, and she's the wine director for the Breakers in Palm Beach. So that's high praise.
Oh, that's great.
And she finds that the same thing. She finds that caramelized apple and butterscotch and that kind of thing. So it sounds great.
So it sounds like I know what I'm talking about a little bit, Fred.
Absolutely. Okay, good. Now, do you think that she will be coming out with more wines?
You know what? I think she will. I think she will. I think that this is basically like the first single from the album, so to speak.
Sounds great. And I see the wine is made for her in Napa, California by Jam, spelled J, capital J, small A, capital M, Cellars, which is named for his owners, John and Michelle. So this is Napa Valley. This is top quality stuff.
Yes,
sounds
sir.
Great.
Yes, sir.
All right. So, Fred, did you want to just mention a little event that's going on this weekend?
Oh, okay. Well, it's the Kentucky Derby time, so it's the 140th running, so it's time for everybody to get out and make their mint juleps. I always get in trouble over this because I think the Maine mint julep is the sweetest thing ever made, and it's far too sweet to be, to my taste at least. You use 2 ounces of bourbon, which is already the sweetest liquor on the planet, and you add a full tablespoon of sugar water to it. So you might as well eat a bowl of sugar pops with sugar on them. Although there is, there's a website. A couple of young women in Colorado have a website they call Two Tarts, and I don't know why they call it that, so don't ask.
Okay.
But they have a less sugary recipe for mint julep that sounds pretty good. You can find it by Googling Two Tarts Mint Julep. And the secret to theirs is they, instead of a full tablespoon of sugar, they use 1.5 teaspoons of powdered sugar, which is only about half as sweet as regular sugar. And they up the bourbon from 2 tablespoons to 3. So there's a mint julep that will make you feel better even if your horse loses.
Okay. Well, I wanted to ask Chef about this company that he has. He has a team of private chefs working for... They work for people in the NBA, NFL, MLB, entertainment, corporate clients across the country. So how does that work, Chef?
Well, actually, what we've done is over the years, we understood that so many people want me to come in to cook for them, and I can't be everywhere at one time. So what I've done is I've gone to a couple of different cities, Atlanta, New York, and of course here, and excuse me. And we've interviewed different chefs, and what we've done in that interview session is have them to cook for us. And then what we do is when we have clients that need certain chefs, certain culinary needs in that area, we then send those chefs out for those particular jobs. And we've also been blessed enough to have some to get permanent positions with some athletes and things like that.
Well, great. So how can people get a hold of your team?
People can get a hold of our team through our website, chefrli.com, or they can email us at info@chefrli.com.
Sounds great.
What's the L?
Leroy.
Okay.
Yeah, I was wondering, how on an average day have you ever computed how many calories Dwayne eats?
Well, to be honest with you, no, I haven't. I really haven't computed that at all. No, well, sir.
Fred, I imagine he burns a whole lot of calories.
Oh, yeah, he burns a whole lot of them.
I'm sorry, we could go on and on, but we're just out of time. It's been a really delicious, tasty week. Chef Richard Ingram, thank you so much.
Thank you.
And
thank you.
Especially for this wonderful, great food as well.
You're more than welcome.
Terrific.
Thank you for having me.
And we're rooting for you to keep those players in shape for the playoffs.
Will do. Will
thank
do.
Thank you. You can reach Chef Richard Ingram, as we mentioned, at chefrli.com. Fred Tasker, great advice as always.
Always a pleasure.
Bonnie, great to be with you.
Likewise.
Next week, we'll be talking about the Blog Her Food Convention coming to Florida with founder Alyssa Kammerhort. It'll be all about food blogging. I'm Linda Gassenheimer. Join me then.